This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
The one, the only, Hall Spencer joins me live in studio on this Tuesday afternoon for a little fun Tuesdays with Hawes. And we want to do, before we do anything, Hawes, though, want to go to Paul is with us in Charlottesville, and he has been holding through the break. He wins the Patience Award. Paul, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. What's going on?
Well, I just had a comment about your stink bugs.
Yes.
There's probably somebody in the world that hates them more than you, and that'd be me. And I'm going to tell you why. Because one night I sat down on the couch and to eat some dinner, and I was finishing up, and I was taking the last bite, and guess what? I bit into one.
It was on your plate.
It was on my plate. It was spaghetti, and I didn't see it, and I took a bite of it.
Paul, I'm so sorry. That's worse than the time it got caught in my coffee maker. And all the coffee smelled and tasted like stink bug.
Yeah, believe me, they don't taste very good. So.
Oh, man. And they're everywhere, aren't they? They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. I don't know if they'll ever leave. It don't seem like they will, but.
Man. You know, we get a lot of nice things from China, but this is not one of them. Golly.
I just had to tell you that.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Paul, very much.
You.
That's Paul, and I appreciate him holding through the break, eating stink bugs. Now, Hawes Spencer is with us. They're a problem at your house, too, right? Because you live a couple streets over from me. I know. Where it's like the Samuel Miller district, for some reason.
That's where they congregate.
There is total infestation. Talk to anybody in this part of town, whether it's Ivy or, you know, just west of town. They're everywhere.
Coy, I heard your caller, Betty, on my drive in saying, Coy, you just need to
be thankful for your stink bugs.
That's kind of how I see it now. Granted, I haven't taken a bite into one of these little guys, but they really just don't bother me flying around the house. I mean, I sort of like the buzz and just kind of having them roam around. It reminds me that in Charlottesville, we have seasons and we have like different things showing up from time to time.
But they're year-round.
Well, you know, remember a few years ago they were like, oh, Asian tiger mosquitoes are going to get us. And for about 3 or 4 years, we had a lot of Asian tiger mosquitoes. But I just haven't seen that many in recent years.
So you think the stink bugs just might be passing through?
You know, at some point, somebody's going to say, they're not stinky. They're tasty. And when I say somebody, I mean like some other
You mean like
animal.
Some crazy person.
No, some animal. And you know, then the population will go down. But what happens is, in nature, we like hit everything with a sledgehammer. You know, I got to get out the pesticides now. And we don't really allow the earth to kind of adapt.
Yeah. I just get out this forefinger and this thumb and do away with it.
You squeeze. I thought if you squeeze them, that's when they really stink.
Yeah, they do. But, I mean, they, what am I going to do?
You should gather
them
up
really,
in a soft
I'm not lying.
Carry
I'm
them
sitting,
outdoors.
I'm sitting at night. Working at my computer, so that's where I am every night for hours.
Yes.
They're like land on the keyboard. They're crawling on the lampshade. They're on my shoulder. I mean, they're just. It's like I'm not just gonna.
But they don't
flick them.
But they don't bite. Just flick them.
They do nothing. They just fly around and crawl on everything and get in Paul's food and my coffee.
Okay, Paul, I can understand his complaint, but you and me, we got no complaint.
Woody is in North Garden. Woody, you the man. How you doing, bud?
Hey, stink guys, what's up?
Nothing much.
Be a stink
are they down in North Garden?
Shh. Don't say anything.
Yeah, don't tell them.
keep them over in Ivy, man.
They might come down and find Cove Garden Road down there in North Garden.
Well, let him have them. Grisham, let him have them.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I found the only thing that stinks worse than a stink bug.
Yes.
Well, I got copies of those free papers.
Oh,
and
he's being harsh
a lot.
And hung them up, you know,
and they stink.
And no, the stink bugs leave because of those things, that newspaper thing that's on the, you know, the free thing.
Okay,
there
Woody.
You go.
And
now
okay,
so you're gonna make him cry now. Woody, have a good one, buddy.
See you, man.
There's Woody down in North Garden. He's ragging on the hook, isn't he?
I guess he is.
ReadTheHook.com.
Very funny guy.
How are you doing? This is exciting news now. Charlottesville's getting direct flight to Chicago, Hall Spencer.
Well, I guess that beats the 18-hour ride on Amtrak, huh?
Oh, it's at 18 hours. I saw last night the passenger train. I don't remember what time it was. 8, 9, something like that. was heading west.
Yeah.
Going through Ivy.
Yeah.
It's that passenger train. And I remember thinking last night, I wonder how long before they reach Chicago.
Actually, it took the one time I took it round trip to Chicago, it was kind of a family trip where the trip on the train was half the fun.
Yeah.
Or
sleeper car.
A third of the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it actually took 23 hours on the way back because somebody put a brick through the windshield in Cincinnati or something.
Oh, somebody threw it at the train?
That's what they told us. They said, you know, some kid in downtown Cincinnati put a brick through the front window.
Did they just stop the train?
Stopped the train, changed engines.
Really? Did they let you get out and, like, walk around in a field or something?
It was, like, 2 a.m. I wasn't even aware of it till morning. We were like, hey, why are we so far behind schedule? Oh, yeah, we had to change engines. Kid put a brick through the front window.
Oh, man. Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious.
The only thing I don't like about traveling by train, number one, it's cold. Mm-hmm. They keep it real cold on those things. And number two, when you go to that cool room to hang out, to get a table and hang out.
Yeah.
The tables are always taken. There's no place to sit down.
Dude, you should have been there in the 70s. They were like pea soup, fog, smoke. They were just completely...
Oh, and people smoking in there?
Yeah, remember you probably remember. I don't know if our, like, do our 20-year-old listeners remember? No, they don't remember. When you used to ride airplanes to Chicago or wherever,
yeah,
people would be sitting in the seat next to you just puffing away.
Yeah, yeah. And then I remember when they moved it to the back. Because it's always where the lights were on and where the smoke was always underneath those lights in the back of the plane.
Are you serious? I forgot about that.
Yeah, because you used to be able to smoke everywhere. Then they moved it to the back of the plane, and then they phased it out.
Yeah.
But it used to be the back, like, three rows was where you would light up.
No kidding.
Like, that kept the smoke away from you.
Yeah.
You know, if you're, like, in the row in front of that, the non-smoking row.
Well, that's a real cultural shift.
It is indeed. It's changed quite a bit. I can remember when... you go into a restaurant. You remember ashtrays? That's become like LP records or 8-tracks.
Yeah, ashtrays
were everywhere. Restaurants, bars.
Here, yeah. And actually, the ashtray used to be sort of standard equipment on your restaurant table, and it was also standard equipment when you would check into a hotel or motel room.
It was always in the room, yeah.
Always had an ashtray.
Yeah, because there weren't smoking and non-smoking rooms.
Every room was a smoking room.
I can remember when I was a bartender at St. Martin's on the UVA corner back in 1990, part of the side work was to clean ashtrays, clean out the ashtray, then you take a book of matches,
open it up and kind of fan
it out, and then set it in the middle of the ashtray.
Oh yeah,
and they were all over the bar.
You did a good job with that, I'm sure.
I did. I was dedicated to it. Well, back then I would partake in those ashtrays.
You know, I was at a restaurant over the weekend where they had a cigarette machine, and the this is in West Virginia, and it was a $5, like, you got to invest $5 to get a pack of cigarettes. I don't buy cigarettes, so I don't know what they cost.
Well, back in the day, in 1990, that was five quarters, so it was $1.25.
Yeah, but it makes you wonder, like, what if the machine jams up, you've blown $5?
For just a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's changing times, Hospencer.
Changing times.
Here's one man that they're not making crazy because he just doesn't care. He's not bothered by him at all. Hall Spencer is live in studio on this Tuesday afternoon. So you just said that Courtney just did a story over at readthehook.com about nuclear power in Virginia.
Yeah, Courtney Stewart over at The Hook has just written a story entitled Nuclear Nightmare, Could a Japan Happen Here? And she finds that some people who have already taken the time to criticize the Dominion North Anna power plant in nearby Louisa County fear that lake, which is designed to cool down the nuclear core, could be insufficient in time of a real big drought, or more catastrophically, if someone were to, say, sabotage the dam. Once I'm realizing one of the reasons that nuclear plants are located on waterways is they need a huge...
Those things are hot.
Yeah, those things are extremely hot, and they need a way to cool that stuff down. And so you realize that you deprive it of its water, and you could have a big problem on your hands.
As a news guy, when you listen to, like, people in Japan saying, there's no problem, no problem at all, we're just going to evacuate these few 100,000 people here and get them out of the way as quickly as possible, but there's really no problem. I, for one, think that the true story about what's happening at these nuclear power plants won't be known for quite some time.
Well, it's like with Three Mile Island. We didn't know for years that they had a little meltdown there.
Yeah, yeah. They kept saying, oh, it's no problem. Everything's under control.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go about your business, but just run as fast as you can in that direction.
They never really said run. It was just the Pepsi syndrome.
What's that?
It was a Saturday Night Live spoof of a movie had come out just a few months earlier, or a few weeks actually, called the China Syndrome.
With Jane Fonda,
yeah, which was all about a problem at a nuclear plant.
That was a good movie.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was a good movie. I liked that movie.
Well, it was weird because the movie hadn't really been going great guns, and I don't know if the nuclear accident there at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania caused it to suddenly do better, but it certainly carved it a place in memory. Here we are 30 years later, and you remember the movie.
Yeah, I do. It was a good movie. So if this so there's nuclear power now in Virginia. It's Surrey, down across the river from Williamsburg, and right near us in Louisa County.
Yep. And but on the other hand, the people who run the plant, Dominion Virginia Power, say that they've thought of every eventuality, every imaginable accident, scenario, or condition, and that they don't worry.
Nothing bad will ever happen here.
Nothing bad. I got to tell you.
And nothing bad may ever happen here.
Let's hope.
But it's not just because you say it.
Doesn't your faith in the technological prowess of Japan, hasn't it been challenged in recent days?
I don't know. I mean, what could they do?
You
mean about the nuclear power?
Yeah.
Oh, the earthquake just all of a sudden, the core is exposed and...
Well, they're living on the Ring of Fire, and they're saying, oh, we know we're in a high earthquake zone, and we've taken all the proper precautions.
It's the economics of energy. What are they going to do, import coal? I mean, they can't. It would be like us importing oil from the Middle East, or we get most of our oil from Canada, I think, but...
I'm just saying they got a big problem on their hands. I'm not trying to point fingers. This is obviously no time to point fingers in the middle of a horrendous human tragedy.
Have you seen that video of taken by somebody who's standing in some urban area during the tsunami?
As the whole thing comes in and
starts washing, it starts as a little trickle down the road. Isn't that amazing?
Golly, it's so amazing.
I've seen that like five times now.
And first it's vehicles bouncing down the street, and then by the end of it, there's buildings. Houses just crawling down the street.
It is unbelievable. Yeah. And that video's like 7 minutes long.
Yeah, I saw that.
In 7 minutes, it goes from a trickle going down the road
to
buildings
river.
Being washed away.
And the person who shot the video, I thought, did a good job. Like, there was one point where he or she pans back up toward people on the building where he or she is stationed to kind of show them staring on in horror at what's going on in front of their
it's
very
incredible.
Eyes.
It's incredible. It really is unbelievable. It's just it doesn't do it justice to say it's like a raging river. It's the ocean. Is moving in.
Yeah.
And I read somewhere that the tsunami at one point on the open ocean can reach speeds of like 500 miles an hour.
I believe it.
That's like fighter jet or something.
Well, you know, one of the weird things I didn't know about, did you know that 35 million years ago, we had a tsunami here in Charlottesville?
Get out.
I kid
You're
you not.
You're totally making that up.
I wish I were making that up.
Stink bugs, man. You're smoking stink bugs.
Dude, I wish I were making that up.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Where's the evidence for that?
In the Chesapeake Bay, the eastern shore was hit by a huge meteorite.
Yeah. Yes,
and there's one of the largest impact. It's probably it probably is the largest impact crater in the United States.
It's called a bolide.
I was going to avoid that word. I don't know. That's not part of my vocabulary.
It just means they don't know exactly what it was—a meteor or whatever. It's just something that fell from space.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. It's more of a geological term than an astrological.
Some big chunk of something landed on the tip of the Delmarva Peninsula and blew water up to Stanton.
Yeah.
I mean, overtopped the Blue Ridge.
And back then, the Blue Ridge.
Hold on. Yeah. Overtopped the Blue Ridge. That's big.
Which the point is, the Blue Ridge was much, much higher then, by many thousands of feet. They were the tallest mountains in the world.
Really?
Higher than the Himalayas.
Yeah, but even 35 million years ago, they were that tall?
Oh, absolutely. These were the biggest mountains in the history of the planet.
Whoa.
And they've just worn down to these little nubs now that we call the Blue Ridge. But then when that bolide crater hit, it washed this water up over the tallest mountains in the world.
Well, dude, you actually know more about this bolide crater than you initially let on.
It's Virginia history, man. I love Virginia.
Yeah.
So at 5:54, we're talking with Hawes Spencer of The Hook. What else are you working on? Anything? You want to play a little
better? I'm working on my posture. No, I don't know what I'm working on. I know. Restaurant Week, coming to Stanton.
Get out.
No kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
Standalone restaurant week.
I think The Hook had something to do with it. I can never be sure, but
you know where I was just the other day?
Where?
I was with my son in Gypsy Hill Park. in Stanton.
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you.
Sometimes people smoke over there.
I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. It's a different world.
Yeah.
It's a very different world. But that's a beautiful park.
That's a beautiful park.
That is a beautiful park. I just want to see somebody grab the bull by the horns at some point and say, Charlottesville, this is what we're doing with McIntyre Park. It's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be the merry-go-round. Almost as good as Gypsy Hill Park.
We're going to have a merry-go-round. We're going to have a little train ride. We're going to have a band shell. We're going to have trails. We're going to have a duck pond where you can feed the ducks. It could be so stunning.
Yeah, but that should be our new motto. We're going to make it almost as good as Gypsy Hill Park. Because I believe in aiming high. Why aim
but
low,
not
boy?
Quite. But not quite as good, right?
Not quite.
So Restaurant Week coming to Stanton, folks may not know that Stanton's full of some good restaurants.
Yeah, and so that starts, I think, this Monday.
They got a Cracker Barrel and a Chili's, but they also got a lot of, you get downtown, there's a lot of fancy places down there.
There are a lot of fancy places. And because it's Stanton, they've got different price points for some of the different restaurants. Some are 15, some are 20, some are 25 bucks.
Ooh, so cheaper in some places than the Charlottesville restaurant.
That's right. So you might want to drive over. It's March 21 through 27 at participating restaurants in Stanton. Go to stantonyum.com.
There you go. Hoss Spencer, the founder and editor at The Hook, online at readthehook.com. Thank you, Hoss, for being here.
Coy, it's always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.